Okay, my apologies to everyone that's been waiting. I'm opening the Senate Committee on Rules for February 20th, 2010. I'm going to go out of order here so we can do some relatively quick things first. The other things should be quick also. We are operating we are operating as a normal rules committee. I'm going to open a public hearing on the bill at the bottom, 3708. Is anyone signed up to testify on 3708? I don't believe so. Is there anyone that would like to speak on 3708? Apparently not. I'll close the public hearing. I'm going to open the work session with the committee administrator give a brief overview of the bill.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 3708 allows court discretion to order revocation of license tags and permits issued to persons convicted of violations. This bill comes to you from the House Rules Committee on the floor with a 58-02 vote.
Doing a little hunting bill at the bottom first.
Fine.
Okay. Do I have a motion on 3708? To send it to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 3708 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Metzger has moved House Bill 3708 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? I will give people a minute or two so they know what the bill is. What was the vote on the House?
It was a 58-02 excused.
Well, that doesn't make it right.
No. Okay. Any additional discussion? We have a motion on the floor. Any objections to the motion? Hearing no objections, motion passes. Senator Ferrioli, will you carry?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
I'm now going to go to HB 3686A. Can the committee and open a work session? Can the committee administrator give a brief overview?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 3686A adds obligation of school district, education service district, or public charter school to maintain religiously neutral work environment to factors for determining whether reasonable accommodations under Oregon Workplace Religious Freedom Act require significant difficulty or expense, repeal statute prohibiting teacher in any public school from wearing religious dress while engaged in the performance of duties of the teacher and sanctioning teacher for doing so. There's a -A3 amendment. It specifies an employer violates ORS 659030, which is Oregon Workplace Religious Freedom Act, if it restricts the ability of an employee to wear religious clothing in accordance with the employee's sincere held belief, defines criteria for when a reasonable accommodation imposes an undue hardship on the operation of a business, and applies to conduct after the effective date of this act, which is July 1, 2011.
Okay.
There is a no revenue impact and a minimal fiscal impact, no statement issued on the -A3 amendment.
Okay. Do I have a motion on the -A3 amendments?
Mr. Chair, I'd move the -A3 amendments to the bill.
Senator Atkinson has moved the -A3 amendments to 3686A. Any discussion of the -3s? Any objection to the -3s? Senator Metzger, objection to the -3s. Okay, is there a main motion to move the bill to the floor with a due pass recommendation as amended?
Mr. Chair, I would move House Bill 3686A as amended for the due pass recommendation.
Okay, Senator Atkinson has moved 3686A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Senator Metzger.
Just briefly, Mr. Chair, I'll be a no on the motion. I oppose the bill we had last year. Regarding other address with employers, I think employers do have reasonable rights in that regard. I am concerned about creating protective classes, and I think while the religious issue is extremely important to me, I think it's kind of a solution looking for a problem, so I'll be a no.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I will be a courtesy yes in committee, but not on the floor.
Thank you, Senator Burdick. At least I know I don't have a minority report.
Did I just miss an opportunity?
Could the clerk please call the roll?
Senator Atkinson?
Yes.
Senator Burdick?
Aye.
Senator Metzger?
No.
Vice Chair Ferrioli?
Aye.
Chair Devlin?
Aye. Motion passes. Senator Atkinson, will you carry?
I would be delighted.
Okay. I'm now going to go, let's take just about a 30-second, give the committee administrator to hear where I'm going to go.
Okay.
I'm going to go to 3624. And would you explain the bill, and I believe it's the dash 7?
We're going to open a work session.
I will open a work session on House Bill 3624A.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 3624A requires appraisal management companies to register with the Appraiser Certification and Licensure Board, specifies that an affiliate or a financial institution or insurance company may not provide appraisal management services without registering as an appraisal management company, establishes standards for appraisal management companies, prohibits appraisal management companies from attempting to influence appraisers, appraisals, altering completed or appraisal reports, or placing certain requirements on independent contract appraisers, and directs the board to establish a dispute resolution process. We have the dash A7 amendments, which move registration authority of AMCs to register with the Department of Consumer Business Services, requires a surety bond, and it changes the operative date for DCBS to July 1, 2011.
Okay. Do we have a motion on the dash 7 amendments?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I move the dash A7 amendments.
Okay, the dash A7 amendments have been moved. Any discussion? Any objection to the amendments? Hearing none, that motion passes. Do we have a motion on HB 3624 as amended to pass to the floor with a due pass recommendation?
Mr. Chair, I would move House Bill 3624A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Okay. Senator Atkins has moved HB 3624 as amended A to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, motion passes. Senator Burdick, will you carry?
I was afraid you'd say that. Yes, I will, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Okay, this is not part of any discussion here. So, I'm going to go to House Bill 3704A.
Right.
I open a work session on 3704A.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 3704A allows two or more beverage distributors or importers to establish a distributor cooperative to collect container refunds from distributors or importers to refund dealers the amount paid for value of empty containers, pay a refund value for beverage containers sold in-state, and process beverage containers sold in-state, requires the cooperative to service majority of dealers in-state, permits dealer to use cooperative to redeem and process beverage containers of non-participating distributors or importers so long as dealer or cooperative provides accounting on non-participating distributor or importer, requires non-participating distributor or importer in receipt of such accounting to pay a refund value of redeemed containers specified therein in preparing dealer or cooperative. We had a hearing on this yesterday. It comes to you with a floor vote of 43-15-2.
Okay. You have a main motion to move the bill to the floor with a due pass recommendation, and then I will ask for discussion.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I would move House Bill 3704A to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Atkinson's moved 3704A to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Is there any necessity to call roll?
I'll be in there, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Are there any other no's? Please note for the record, Senator Ferrioli is a no. All members are in attendance, and they are. The others are aye. Motion passes. Senator Haas will carry. Okay, we will take approximately a 60-second break.
Mike.
a work session on 3706A.
3700A.
Yeah, 37, yeah, you're right. Apologize to you and to the audience. I'm opening a work session on 3700A. The bill was actually amended yesterday with the amendments that are equivalent to the effective date of 2012. Could the committee administrator give a brief overview?
Yes. House Bill 3700A permits credit unions to receive deposits of public funds on basis similar to that of banks, allows state treasurer to accept monies, continuously appropriates monies to state treasurer for initial expenses. There is a declares an emergency and is effective upon passage. We did adopt the Dash A4 amendment yesterday, which changed the effective date to January 1, 2012. We were not in possession of the fiscal statement. We do now have a fiscal statement, and it should be before you in your packet. There is a no revenue statement.
Okay. I need a motion on 3700A as already amended with the recommendation do pass to the floor.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Under discussion.
Yes.
I think the Dash A5 amendments improve the chances for passage of this bill, so I'm going to be offering that as an amendment.
Okay. For the sake of congeniality, I'm going to accept that amendment, but the chair will be voting no on that amendment. So make that amendment.
Mr. Chairman, I offer the Dash A5 amendments because I believe that will improve the bill's chances of passage.
Yes, please give an explanation.
Members of the committee, the Dash A5 amendments change the effective date to January 1, 2013.
Okay. Senator Metzger.
Just a procedural question. Since we have adopted the A4, don't we have to unanimously consent and then withdraw the A4?
You are correct. I actually just had a discussion before we went into the room. Can I get a ruling where we are at now, Judy? Because we had already Madam Committee Administrator, mm-hmm. Would you clarify for the committee what the amendment is that is being offered now, the Dash 5?
Yes. The Dash A5 amendments would change the effective date to January 1, 2013. The Dash A4 amendments, which were adopted yesterday, change the effective date to January 1, 2012.
Okay. Would amendment has been offered? Discussion.
I think the members are well aware of the effects of the bill as amended in the new motion.
Okay. So any additional discussion? Would the committee administrator call the roll on the amendment?
Senator Atkinson?
Yes.
Senator Burdick?
No.
Senator Metzger?
No.
Vice Chair Ferriola?
Aye.
Chair Devlin?
No. Motion fails. Do I have a motion on the main bill as amended by the Dash 4 amendments that have already been adopted by the committee?
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 3700A as amended by the Dash 4 to the floor of the due pass recommendation.
Okay. Senator Metzger has moved 3700A as amended by the Dash 4 amendments to the floor with due pass recommendation. Any discussion?
I will be voting no, Mr. Chairman, and the committee, because I believe that the amendment that we offered improves the chances of passage of the bill and reserve the right to vote yes on the floor.
Would the committee...
I have a comment, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Senator Atkinson.
Mr. Chairman, I would tell all of the very angry people out there that not to read anything into my vote. I absolutely am interested in the policy of this bill. I absolutely, passionately hate the politics behind this bill.
Okay. Any additional comments from the committee? Would the committee administrator call the roll?
Senator Atkinson?
No.
Senator Burdick?
Aye.
Senator Metzger?
Aye.
Vice Chair
Ferriola?
No.
Chair
Devlin? Aye. Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I served notice of the possibility of a filing of a minority report.
Thank you very much, Senator Ferriola.
Yes,
okay. Senator Metzger, will you carry?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We will be in recess for about 45 seconds. We are in a work session on 3706A. Could the committee administrator give an explanation and an explanation of the A2 amendments?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 3706A includes loans and extension of credit and definition of real estate, goods, or services for purposes of the Unlawful Trade Practices Act, adds mortgage brokers, and mortgage bankers, loan originators, pawnbrokers, and persons prohibited from making certain consumer loans in course of business without license and definition of state-regulated lender, narrow scope of conduct by state-regulated lenders to be acted on by Department of Justice at request of Department of Consumer and Business Services to that involving loans or extension of credit, declares emergency is effective upon passage. We have the Dash A2 amendments. Transactions involving pawnbrokers are excluded from definition of loans and extension of credit and definition of real estate goods or services for purposes of Unlawful Trade Practices Act. We have a no fiscal, no revenue statement and a minimal fiscal impact, no statement issued on the Dash A2 amendments.
Okay. Is there a motion on the Dash A2 amendments? Well, first, let's put the main motion on the floor.
No,
oh, I can't do it the other way. Do the amendment. Dash A2. Someone.
Did we have a summary of the Dash A2 amendments? The effect is that it removes...
Pawnbrokers.
I see. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Chair, I move the Dash A2 amendment to House Bill 3706A.
Okay. Senator Metzger has moved the Dash 2 amendments to 3706A. Any discussion on the amendment? Would you please call the roll?
Senator Atkinson?
Yes.
Senator Burdick?
Aye.
Senator Metzger?
Aye.
Vice Chair Farioli?
Aye.
Chair Devlin?
Aye. Motion passes. Do we have a motion on the bill as amended?
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 3706A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Any discussion?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I believe that this bill is in need of further amendment, so I will be voting no.
I understand that.
Yes.
Would the committee assistant please call the roll?
Senator Atkinson?
Is there a motion on the floor to move the whole bill?
Yes, Senator Metzger made the motion.
Yeah. Oh. No.
Senator Burdick?
Aye.
Senator Metzger?
Aye.
Vice Chair Farioli?
No.
Chair Devlin?
Aye. Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I am serving notice of the possibility of filing a minority report.
Thank you very much,
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Ferriero.
Thank you.
Senator Bonamici will carry. I will adjourn the meeting.
Have a nice ride.
Stand by for future meetings, but not before Monday morning.